there's the fanfare. That means it's time to go to the movies with our movie reviewer, Matt Olien. Matt, welcome back to Main Street.
Hi, Craig.
All right, Matt, let's play a clip from this week's movie, Kinds of Kindness.
This is it. Do you think you can do it?
Sweet dreams are made of these. Who am I to disagree?
Open your eyes and look clearly at what's going on around you. We might all be in danger.
So, Matt, after you saw the show, did your opinion change on what you thought it was going to be coming into the show? Is this one of those movies where you just weren't quite sure?
I knew it was going to be strange because the director is Yorgos Lanthimos. His movies are always strange, very strange and weird. You know, sometimes with movies, they're not just good, they're not just bad, they're somewhere in the middle. And I think this film falls somewhere in the middle. I wanted more from this movie. I think he kind of returns to his early Greek roots of films like Dogtooth and The Lobster, which are just crazy, strange films, but they kind of worked. Since then, he's had this interesting marriage of weird and commercial success with The Favorite and Poor Things, which made him almost mainstream in sort of a weird way, like a Wes Anderson way. But now I think he's just going back to being weird. It's three different stories, and the stories all involve a character named RMF, played by Yorgos Stephanakos. Story one is death of RMF. Story two is RMF is flying. Story three is RMF eats a sandwich. The only linking thing in the story is him and all the main actors, Jesse Plemons, Emma Stone, Willem Dafoe. They all play different characters in each segment.
A little star power there.
Lots of star power, but they don't really link together, except that Willem Dafoe appears to be playing some kind of sex cult leader in parts one and three. I like the second story better, the middle story. But by the end, my view is kind of like, what was the point of this? And I think a lot of mainstream audiences are going to say the same thing. Right now on Rotten Tomatoes, 49% score with audiences, 72% with critics. So I think this is going to be a maddening plot for a lot of mainstream audiences wondering, when's this movie going to end? I don't think it's a bad film. I think it's solidly done. It has the Lanthimos weird thing that we've come to expect from the Greek freak, as he's called. Maybe I'm putting too high expectations because of Poor Things. I thought the cinematography wasn't great either. His cinematography is usually so interesting, and I found it a little bit dingy and underwhelming. The cinematography didn't grab me at all, so that was disappointing as well. It's an interesting film. Jesse Plemons is kind of the star of the movie, I would say, in all three parts. He almost has a bigger part than Emma Stone. It's my least favorite Lanthimos film since Killing of the Sacred Deer, which is my least favorite Yorgos Lanthimos movie. I don't think it's going to make a lot of money. I don't think it's going to win Oscars. It's not going to be up for Oscars the way The Favorite and Poor Things was. Ultimately, I'm a little disappointed in this movie, but I'm glad I saw it. He's trying to do what Robert Altman, Paul Thomas Anderson, and Quentin Tarantino just do better. They really do these, Altman when he was alive anyway, these multiple plots, interweaving storylines. You're kind of led along, and you're really expecting some kind of big resolution at the end, and we never get it with Kinds of Kindness. The whole RMF titles of the three stories really makes kind of sense because the same character is in all three parts. Yorgos Stephanakos, to my knowledge, never utters a line in any three parts as RMF. So I just think Anderson does this better. Tarantino does this better. I'm not sure Lanthimos does this better. I think he'd have been better off maybe focusing the whole film on this whole sex cult leader played by Willem Dafoe and kind of luring people in. That might have been a little more interesting, but in the end, I was just a little bit underwhelmed and a little bit disappointed. But it's not a bad film. It's not a horrible film. It's just Lanthimos has set the bar really high, and I think the film is just weird for the sake of being weird, and it needs to be a little, I need something else. I need something a little bit more.
Matt, this director, he's been up for other Academy Awards.
Twice been nominated for Best Director, 2018 for The Favorite, 2023 for Poor Things. His film Dogtooth was up for the Foreign Language Film Oscar in 2010. He's got a screenplay nomination in there for The Lobster. So he's getting a lot of Oscar nominations, but I don't think it's going to happen with Kinds of Kindness.
And we've been to the movies with our movie reviewer, Matt Olien. Thanks for joining us again on Main Street.
Of course.